Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, October the 23rd, 2009. And today on this podcast, I wanted to revisit a true story I did years ago on Mike's Pep Talks. I think it's very relevant for a lot that's going on today. You know, over the years, people have heard me use the phrase, "If I were any better, I'd be twins." Well, that phrase came from a true story that someone sent me about a guy named Jerry. I don't know his last name. But this story told of how Jerry was always in a good mood and always had something positive to say. When someone would ask him how he was doing, he would reply, "If I were any better, I'd be twins." I thought that was a great phrase, and I still use it quite a bit. Well, Jerry was a restaurant manager, and when he changed locations, his employees wanted to follow him because he was so positive and a great motivator. He was often asked how he could be so positive and in a good mood all the time. Jerry would reply, "Each morning when I wake up, I say to myself, 'Jerry, you have two choices today. You can choose to be in a good mood, or you can choose to be in a bad mood. I choose to be in a good mood. Each time something comes up, I can choose to be a victim, or I can choose to learn from it. I choose to learn from it. Whenever someone comes to me complaining, I can choose to accept their complaining, or I can point out the positive side of life. I choose the positive side of life." Well, there were those who told Jerry, "Look, that's not easy to do." But Jerry would tell them, "Yes, it is. Life is about choices. When you really get honest, all of life, every situation, is a choice. You choose how you're going to react to situations. You choose how people will affect your mood. You choose to be in a good mood, or you choose to be in a bad mood. The bottom line, it's your choice on how you live life." I'll get back to this true story in just a second, but isn't it so true? We all wake up every morning with the same choice. Choose to be in a good mood, or choose to be in a bad mood. And that is true throughout the day, no matter what we're confronted with. You know, so many people today allow circumstances to direct their lives. Few people realize just how much control they really have of their own lives. They choose to look only at the problems instead of finding the solutions. They blame everyone and everything around them. And in doing so, they never see the great potential to overcome and be successful. You know something? God doesn't want you to fail at anything. Well, then why doesn't he do something? You ever heard that question before? Sure you have. That statement is really just blaming God for your situation. And it's also a really clear indication of an attitude of allowing circumstances to direct your life. Instead of blaming God, why not learn to look to him for help, trust him for guidance, have confidence in him, and then expect to receive it? How can you ever expect to have confidence in God if you're blaming him for your circumstances? God is not going around bringing troubles on people. And you and I both know there are a lot of people who have a mindset of expecting the worst. They say things like, "I knew that was going to happen." Or, "It figures. Things always go that way for me." Or, how about this one? "Well, that didn't surprise me." And then if something good does happen, so often you hear those kind of people saying things like, "Well, it probably won't last." Or, "Yeah, just wait and see. It'll get all messed up." That kind of an attitude and mindset is so self-defeating. It will never breed success, only failure. Our thinking, our attitude, and our expectations are exactly what we will bring into our lives. That's the order that we're filling out. I mean, that's what we're requesting. It's no different than ordering an item at a restaurant. Few people really believe that. And then when it comes to people like Jerry, so often you hear, "Well, that's just the kind of guy he is, and I'm the kind of guy I am. He never has any problems, and I always do." People act like there's no choice in the matter, but there really is. So what about when people like Jerry are faced with a very serious situation? How do they react? It does happen, and it happened to Jerry. As I mentioned, Jerry was a restaurant manager. One morning at his restaurant, he left the back door open, and three armed robbers came in. Jerry was ordered to open the safe at gunpoint. And while he was trying to open the safe, his hands started shaking from being all nervous, and his hands slipped off, and one of the robbers panicked and shot him. Well, Jerry was found relatively quickly and was rushed to the trauma center. After 18 hours of surgery and weeks of intensive care, he was finally released from the hospital. About 6 months after the incident, a friend he hadn't seen in quite a while came to see him and asked how he was doing. You know what Jerry said? "If I were any better, I'd be twins. Want to see my scars?" When his friend asked him about the incident, Jerry said that at first he felt bad about leaving the door unlocked. And then he said, "As I lay on the floor, I thought, I have two choices here. I can choose to live, or I can choose to die. I choose to live." Jerry went on to say that the paramedics were great and kept telling him that he was going to live, but as he was being wheeled into the emergency room, he could see the expressions on the faces of the doctors and nurses. And Jerry said, "I got scared. In their eyes, I could see he's a dead man. I knew I needed to take action. Then a nurse asked if I was allergic to anything, and I said, 'Yes.' Everyone stopped and waited for my reply. I took a deep breath and yelled, 'Bullets!' Over their laughter, I told them, 'I am choosing to live. Operate on me as if I am alive, not dead.'" Now, do you think Jerry's attitude had anything to do with him living? Or was he just lucky? Or was it just meant to be? You go ahead and ask a medical doctor that question sometime. Their answer might surprise you. Yes, even positive people have challenges and opportunities in their lives. But challenges and opportunities are not the issue. How we choose to react to the challenges and opportunities, that's the real issue. The choice is always up to us. It's our decision. And the decisions we make determine the direction we are headed and where we will ultimately end up. And guess what? Jerry wasn't born positive and in a good mood. He decided that's how he wanted to live his life. So the next time you hear somebody say, "Well, that's just the way I am," well, know that they have decided to be that way. It is their choice. You know, with God's promises of help, guidance, and deliverance, we can, if we want to, develop an attitude of trusting Him. We can go through our lives expecting good things from our loving God and Father. And when things come up, as they do from time to time, big things and little things, we can decide right then and there to react in a positive way instead of being negative. We can seek Him who has solutions we've never even dreamed of. We can decide to live victoriously. We can choose to be positive and have confidence in God. And in the days we are living in, this kind of attitude and living is becoming more and more critical. The choice is ours. Well, that's it for this podcast. And if you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And at the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned Mike's Pep Talks. If you want, you can buy the CDs. Just click on the tab above that says Mike Stuff. But don't forget, with your free lifetime membership to Enriching Your Life Now, you can get access to all 5 sets of Mike's Pep Talks as a download. Well, till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.